If you ponder, you will know you are only living on the default of life, which is survival, which only comes into action when you are in panic. And if you pay attention, living from that panic, what beauty can one create? You see, we are a creator, whether you like it or not. The way you are is how things will be. As much as you say, no, 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 it is accidental, this is not me, that is justification. If you really look at it, the way you are, how things are. The way the artist is how his art would be. If he's in a happy mood, it will be happy. If he's sad, it will be sad. It reflects. So that is a given. You cannot divorce yourself from your reality. It is just you. Now, taking that one step deeper, if you live in a state of panic and fear, what your reality would be? Now, if I want to form a life which has some significance, some beauty, I must first suspend myself from constantly operating from fear and survival. I must step forward into that which is beyond survival. Which also indicates that I must unleash the more of me. Living in panic is the less of me. Going beyond that panic, I allow the more of me to flower. And that more is known as love. This requires some personal awareness. You have to detect when you are operating in that and when you are not. You must find that space within you to operate beyond fear, beyond anxiety. This skill is the skill that must be acquired. When my actions are born out of survival, it only leads to survival. When my actions are born beyond survival, then I understand I'm acting from love. Thus, that would be the result too. You see, to give, to share, is only possible beyond survival. A drowning man can't share. Now, if you look upon your own life and the colors of your life and how you have painted it, you can see it. It is a method. It is an attained state. I think by default, we live in the primal, in the fear, in survival. This is an attainment. Some attain it accidentally, others other ways, otherwise. They say if a child is raised in security, when you hug the child often and you keep it and you love it, the child feels secure, that child has a more capacity to live in this. The other day, I was talking to Dr. Sharmila and she said that the sympathetic is learned from the parent's stress. The child, when he's born, is in parasympathetic. He doesn't live in panic or distress. It learns it from the parents. So the level of the parent's stress teaches the child to awaken its own sympathetic nature. Watch that. It's just crazy. That means a child is born to live, you know. It's not born for survival. You watch it. Because it seems that's why the babies are so fragile. Because they don't have the internal nature to defend themselves. That is something they learn from the parents. See, sympathetic is your fight or flight. The child doesn't have it. By 6-7 months, it learns from the parent's stress and it gets awakened in it. So it appears our health is trained. Thank you very much. That means our nature to survive was taught in some sense. And then that's all we live by. And our entire teaching is about survival. That means our entire teaching is emphasized on the sympathetic, which is fight and flight. That is why many cortisol-related problems are available. I'm not referring to the Ceylonis. Now, what is the learning I have to go through? I have to learn how to rise beyond this fight and flight. I must rise beyond. I must go beyond. I must learn how to rest within myself, to come to my own inner secureness. And one of the easiest way is to attain to I and I. I'm using a new word. When I come back to me for me. See, I'm not saying when you're drowning, don't panic. Please. I think that's a given. But coming back to I and I is when I come to me for me. I and I. When this is not stimulated by the outside. See, we go medically a little bit. I hope the doctors don't slaughter me, but I'm not a doctor, so I'm okay. Sympathetic is learned from parents. Parents trigger it. Right? So that's an outward influence. Thus, my survival is an outward influence. Thus, parasympathetic must be I and I. Me to me. When I come back to me for me, sir, that means in the me, nothing else is involved. I have come back to me for me. You follow? I and I. I am me for me. You follow what I'm saying? Right now, I am me for the other, and that has something to do with survival. You understand? I am beautiful. In my case, that's the truth. I am beautiful, so others will like me. That's survival. You don't wear the lipsticks because it tastes good. Oh, you like your face when you look in the mirror. You wear it for whole other reasons. I don't wear lipstick, so I don't know the truth of it, but I'm just saying. So we learn the survival. I and I is when I come back to me, for me, when the outward is not allowed. To me, I and I is the most courageous state. When I am to me, for me. I am calling this the first samadhi. The first personal enlightenment. When I've come back to me, for me. The formation of me is not for the other. I am what I am, for I am. Nothing to do with anybody. It is not for sale. I am not for sale. Rent can. But written is how you find it. So my wife once said, no, you are sold. I said, no, 99-year lease. So the day I turn 100, I'm free of you. The marriage expires. Again. Go into this. This is so hard to understand, but it's so easy. See, I just became Indian. I just said one thing and said right across another thing, And everybody thought I made sense. My insight, you know, when you will transcend the survival, when you come to you, for you, by you. And you are free, sir. Maybe this is what Buddha said, be a flame unto yourself. Or he was talking to somebody he didn't like. Possible. Go burn yourself. Go flame onto yourself. I wonder. No, the man said 2,000 years ago. What he meant, who knows? But let's take the positive expression. Be a flame onto yourself. Can you see? It's I and I. The other day, I was Ganesan gave me one Hindu master saying. Very beautiful saying. I don't know whether he's not here to correct me, so I'll be right. So I'll just make it. Such a beautiful saying in which it reflects this. He says, Avanum, 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 Avanai Arila, Avanai Arindapin, அறிவுணம் இல்லை அவனும் அவனும் அவனை அறியையில் அவனும் அவனும் அவன் அவனும் அவனும் அவன் இவன் ஆமே சம்திங் லைக் தட் ஃபார் த சைனீஸ் இட் வாஸ் பெர்ஃபெக்ட் ஃபார் த இந்தியன்ஸ் ஐ எம் நாட் அ ஸ்காலர் ஹி யூஸ் த வேர்ட் அவனும் அவனும் அவன் மீன்ஸ் ஹீ He used the word avanum, avanum. He and he. Why? Say twice. Why twice? Avanum, avanum. That means he and he. That means he's talking about I and I. He said avanum, avanum, avane arila. That means he said he and he does not know him. Either he's talking to two fellows. He and he. Oh, he's talking about this. He and he does not know God, he said. Does not know him. You see, in the world, we all know God. You said, know God? Yeah, I know. G-O-D. We all know. Where is God? Heaven. Devil? Hell. See, in the world, we all got answers. But for yourself, this is avanum, avanum, avane arila. Very nice. The next one, he said, Avanum, Avane Arindapin, Arivunum illa. He said, when he knows him, there is no more mind. Or the knower is not. The third line, Avanum, Avanum, Avane Ariil. That means when he and he comes to know him, he says, he and he, and he becomes one. Too many he. He, he, he. But I tell you, this is Tirumandiram. If anybody want to refer to it, it's Tirumandiram. The beauty. I think, I tell you today, maybe I share with you, recently only I came to this. I think this is the discovery of my life. A lot of people thought the four disciplines was one hell of a discovery. But I think I've stumbled upon something amazing. Whether I can share, I don't know. I'm going to learn how to teach it. But I think this is, not I think, I know, this is the key. I and I. Me to me. When I feel for you, independent of you, that's true feeling. When I love you because survival. When I love you because I love, I am for I am. I am not because you are. I am not a good man because you say I am good. I am for I am. Look at the beauty of it. And to me, when you attain to this I am to I am, for the first time, you are free of survival. For the first time, your system moves towards higher. It is personal. Have you seen sometime when you love something or something? Very personal. It's nothing to do with anybody. It has got to do with you and you. Have you seen? It almost becomes sacred, you know. Let's say your love for your child or your husband or some things are very sacred. It is you to you. It's not for show. It is not for survival. It is private sometimes. But the right word is, it is sacred. Now, that state of I call it the first samadhi or aham dharma. The dharma of aham. Aham means I and I. There's another dharma, aham brahmasmi. That's another dharma. Then they'll write in the papers. Let's not talk about that. Aham dharma means the dharma of I and I. I am, I am. Which is established by the 3 points. You must let go of the B, abandon the C, the A to A itself. You understand? The B is gone. The C. Me to me. Which is the first samadhi. The first enlightenment. One of my joys is going to be after this to travel the world and initiate people into this. This retreat will be dedicated for this. For the initiation into Aham Dharma. I and I. It's not spiritual, it's just science. Going beyond sympathetic to parasympathetic training. How's that? It's medical. Don't label me spiritual or Susa. I'm not. Beyond sympathetic to parasympathetic. Just come. Ah. Distrust. In that state, Tim, the best of you comes pouring out. No effort. In my own case, when I came to it, you see, I came to it, you know, doesn't mean I know how to teach it. Just because I attained to something, it's like he's a great artist, doesn't mean he knows the art to explain what he's doing. Because a lot of things happen when he's painting, a lot of stuff, how to say. It took me so many years to actually show you the first step. This is what I came to. I came to I and I. It's me to me. It's my business. And that's how I have been my entire life. I fought to keep my I and I. I do because I do. Nothing to do with any outer motivation. I am doing because I am doing. Sometimes because she lets me, but I do because I am doing. Sometimes. See, Yin understood it finally. Said, I got it. Ah. And to me, I and I is one of the finest thing you can come to. You will love you. You will feel such beauty about it. You got to understand, to attract beauty into your life, to attract love, you have to encounter it within you. If you haven't come to it, how are you going to attract it? Thus, we come to see, when I come back to myself as me, just the words, I and I, aham dharma, the first samadhi, I see I am no more operating from fear. Now totalness becomes available. Like everybody struggles to be total, you know. Something is lacking. Something is lacking. At this point, you explode. The way I've seen it, you explode. You can't help it. Many times, handling that energy would be tricky. Because so much comes out. And from that explosion of energy, the uprise of energy, when you act, that becomes a beautiful creation. My belief is the world is ready for people in this state. Up to now, we were not ready. People have nowhere to go. Now they can come to Aham Dharma, to I and I. They can come back to themselves. Nobody is an authority. They are an authority to themselves. They are not enslaved by anything. They are free beings. Like the statement Krishnamurti made, nobody thinks, you are conditioned to think. So you don't think. What you think is what has been told to you to think. You don't think, your think is faulty. I think the I and I is what produces an Einstein. Do you know, once somebody asked Einstein, why is your hairstyle the way it is? Einstein has got the most unique hairstyle. He said, I extend the freedom I give my brain and my mind to my hair too. Look at that statement. That means it proves Einstein was a free being. Do you know, he married the second time and he wrote a contract with his wife that there will be no sexuality. Nothing at all, that cannot. What makes a man do that? That means he wanted to be with her beyond that reason. One. Two, there's some kind of freedom this guy lives by. It's unbelievable. His first Nobel Peace Prize, the money he got, he gave it to his wife as a divorce settlement. Because he wanted to be free, I think. So E equals to MC square, now you know means what? Freedom. That's how the Chinese say freedom. No, only that kind of brain, the brain that is to itself, can have that genius quality. Almost all greatness in this life, I dare to declare, was born by people who were in Aham Dharma. I and I, of Picasso, of Van Gogh. Because they were ahead of their time. When Van Gogh was painting, they said, it's nonsense. What is this? They said, this is wrong. He said, hell with you. He did what he did. He didn't care. And the best thing is, life tested him to the point he was broke. But he did. Today we look at him and go, wow. Only a man who has come to that. Now, it opens many, many doors. We'll speak on this more later. That means I got to be free of this world in some sense. This is the word detachment that was learned wrongly. I'm not telling anybody to leave this world because there's nowhere else to go. I took a flight all the way to Vancouver. I continued flying, I came back to Malaysia. Then I reckon, why go anywhere? No matter how far I travel, I come back to Malaysia. All the way to the other end, kept flying, I came back. Malaysia bole. What was I talking about? What was I talking about? Huh? Everything stopped. No, okay. When I'm free, I'm saying the false understanding of detachment. Detachment is, sir, not to be detached from your money and all that. Not to let anything shape you. You follow? that nothing outside has shaped me. Nothing outside has determined me. I determine me for me. I and I. It doesn't mean I can't own things. Doesn't mean I can't be with people. I am saying only in I and I you can really be with somebody. If not, you reduce it to survival and all beauty vanishes. Then two I and I's are meeting. The first samadhi. And I believe when you attain to this first within yourself, all else will happen naturally. All effort is because you have not come to this. Then life is easy, spontaneous, overflowing, naturally. Me to myself, when I look at all of you, do you know this is exactly what you're looking for? In one way or the other, you are looking for it. You're looking for that internal state called I and I. And once you know it, once you become it, you have come to know you. And once you have come to know you, you will come to know it. And once you come to know it, you may become it. But let's not even bother going there, because those are spontaneous happenings. This is me coming back to me to be me, free. If you can feel this moment, you can feel the benediction it will bring. That is why even I think, I'm not a Christian, but in the Bible, when Moses asked the burning bush, who are you? He said, I am I. Isn't it? Something like that. I am that I am. I am that I am. Wow. I am that I am. Wow. And let me put it to you, don't make it something big deal to attain, you know. It is available right now. It's not even enlightenment. It's just the first. It's available right now. Just that we've been diseased of survival. You can feel just talking, just coming near to it, the heart pulsates. So much energy released. And almost as you go to it, you feel like I don't want anything anymore. That not wanting anything anymore is actually the old mind of survival. That's why most people when they come there say I don't want anything. It's the old mind of survival dying. I leave you with this beautiful truth to ponder with. Soon I'll organize the initiation where we can sit together and truly go to this state. But for now, be with it. ponder it, struggle to come towards it, and above all, recognize the truth of it. Recognize the majesty of it. I say this life is such a benediction. It's full of love. So many loving people in this earth. So many. Just that it gets cloudy by survival. Now you make a choice how you want to exist. It will need your effort and cooperation to come to I and I. You may feel alone. You may feel all kinds of things before you get there. Depends on the wound. But once you reach it, all you will see is just beauty, love, truth, sacredness. I think this would be one of my greatest gifts I share. The recognition, the ability, the initiation for you to become I and I. Good.